Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Report to UFO Alien It by Daisy Snow is the truly fascinating story of her encounter with an alien known as It, ITT, which happened in July 1969 in Tennant Creek in Australia's Northern Territory, a life-changing experience. He instructed her to get an education, so she studied metaphysics, which helped her perceive not only her inner self, but also other dimensions of life. Because of that education, she knows when things will happen before they do, and for that reason, her life has been targeted. Daisy is a highly educated disability support pensioner who overcame terminal illnesses and injuries to her body that cripple other people through her own efforts and ability. Her perspective is metaphysical. That viewpoint and perception goes beyond religious belief and explains the psychic and superhuman abilities of the spiritual self that are unknown in academic and scientific circles. Her compulsion to write is an outcome of her near-death experience and her first encounter with the UFO alien It. That encounter is detailed in her new book, Report to UFO Alien It. Daisy is also the author of 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century Style, Matriarch and World War III, a 9/11 incursion, Euthanasia Rebutted, No Right to Life in Australia, and a love story vis-a-vis our book. We've talked about most of those right here on This Week in America, and we welcome Daisy back to talk about her newest book, Report to UFO Alien It, Daisy Snow from Australia, our guest on This Week in America. Daisy, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
So much to talk about during the course of the program, and we could use like hours to talk about what you've written in this book and the experiences that you have. Let's start off as we talk about the new book, Report to UFO Alien It. Talk about what you found in writing this book, how this experience began, and what you found in putting this book together, because it's really breathtaking, isn't it?
Well, in most of my books, I explain my findings. The thing is, I was told to get an education, which I did. And so I didn't go to university to get a job. I've been looking at the world, just seeing, you know, what's going on. And I mean, the world is in a terrible state at the present time. And so what I found was I needed to write this report because it's not possible, it's not impossible to actually take a report to the these what we call UFO aliens. The CIA, the military in America, knows that some people have contact with them. I don't have that, but I know how to get that. And the thing is that I needed to analyze what I had actually written in my books, because in my books I wrote my findings, because I find that there's so much disinformation in the media, the politicians, all their lies.
Yes.
The people are really confused. They really don't understand what's happening in the world where it's really quite clear what is actually happening. And because the Senate advised the world that these UFOs exist, that they're not a hoax, I need to speak up. But the point is, where are all the other contactees? In Australia, anyone who claimed to have seen UFOs or spoken to these UFO aliens was considered to be mentally ill. They were sent to mental asylums, you know, to be drugged. That is why in Australia we haven't got, it's not so many contactees. But where are they and what do they say? That is an important thing. So I had to really analyse what I had found myself. And I found that by writing this book and by doing this, that I actually became more aware that there's no contradiction in what's actually going on. It's really quite simple. And the thing is that I even had in chapter 5, I wrote, there's numerous references to UFO use in the Bible. They're called cherubim, and in going through analyzing all of those, it's quite obvious these UFOs have been with us for a very long time. But what is also important is that after this alien, which I called it, after she left and my husband found that she was harder than steel, my baby son was very ill. And years later, some Muslim women told me that the UFO alien that visited me in Tennant Creek was the angel of death. Now, the thing is that angels are depicted as, with wings, but that only indicates that they're going to fly. And when you actually go through the Bible, from what we know now, that UFOs actually exist, that it's quite obvious that they've been here since time immemorial, and that the scribes and the religious people in ancient times, and that when they wrote down things which inspired them. So there's a great deal of information actually in the Bible when you look at it from that perspective.
Yes.
Now also, what is also important is that if we go back to Akhenaten, he was the first one to say there's only one God. And then there was Pharaoh Ramses, who then was quite upset because he said a great deal of information has been lost. So there is information about these UFO aliens. We never hear about it on the internet or
No,
on the
no.
radio or TV. The only all they talk about is sightings. But there is information. There is knowledge about who and what these UFO aliens are. The one who visited me looked just like us, except that no marks on her face. She spoke very perfectly. There's always a hesitation. There's a great deal known about them. Now, another thing is that Alexandra was in Europe, was the first university. Now, the Roman Catholics went there and are supposed to have burnt all the books. They didn't burn the books, they took them home. They were under the Vatican. And so we could be quite sure that there is a great deal of information about these UFO aliens.
Interesting.
What is their purpose? What are they doing here? There is this information. So it's not just the government of America that needs to be questioned. The Roman Catholic Church should bring it up. But a point is that when I was young, the government in Australia said that they can't say that, well, they have to say that UFOs are a hoax, because otherwise the churches would have to change their story.
Yes.
So that is important. So what I have done is that I have looked at the world. I've seen what's happening in the world. There are a great deal of things which are wrong with the world. The devolution, we're going through a process of devolution, and that needs to be stopped. I've also found that all around the world, people everywhere are being attacked by the governments. It's not just the people in the war zones, but they just get all the publicity. Then we have what one of the things that is known is that civilizations that become homosexual will be destroyed. We have the Great Flood in Noah's day, destroyed everybody. We have Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexual places in Europe, which were destroyed. The thing is that we have now one of the new power bodies in the world is these LGBT plus organisations, of homosexuals. Now, when I was at university in the 70s, the homosexuals there had an agreement with all other universities around the world that they would work together to get someone in parliament to change the laws so that homosexuality would become legal. That's what they did in Australia. The people, we don't have. We've lost democracy in our country. The government goes ahead and makes laws without any consulting the people whatsoever. That is a problem here. We've got a problem in our schools. teaching the children all the homosexual propaganda, it's a way to say it, which is causing really terrible problems. Since Donald Trump became president, one of the things he said he was doing, he says that there are only two sexes. So in America, maybe that problem will be resolved, not necessarily in Australia. We've got a Labor government. The Labor government is, it's supporting these homosexuals. What I need to say here is what I found was that international human rights, when it comes to discretion. Now, the homosexuals claim that they suffer from discrimination. The international human rights, the intention was not to allow laws which were illegal to be made legal. But what the homosexuals have done, they've made out that they're the only ones who are discriminated against, and they've out to make what was illegal legal. Because there was a time when homosexuality was illegal in every country in the world. And then we've got euthanasia. I wrote a book, Euthanasia.
Yeah, we talked about that the last time, yes. Frightening.
We have genocide in Australia. It's here. Vladimir Putin is correct about genocide in Western Australia. I explained how it works. I would have been killed myself if I hadn't written letters to all members of Parliament when the euthanasia bill was on the table in Parliament. We have old people being murdered with a lethal injection by third world nurses and psychiatrists. We've got abortion. Even Donald Trump mentioned abortion and he was called a liar. But here, the thing is that a baby, if they're aborted or they're born alive, either way, the same method is used to bring them into the world. Under international law, any child or baby born alive and breathes is a human being. That's not what has happened these days. Babies are being murdered, put on a cold slab and left to die. That's the method they use to murder the baby. They just don't use the word murder. And so these are terrible things which are happening in the world. And I explained in my book, Euthanasia Rebutted, that the Premier of Victoria, Dan Andrews, copied the same methods that Hitler used before and during World War II in the Holocaust. What's happening now is like there's a second Holocaust in the making. The thing is that we can't count just how many people or how many babies have been killed, but this is a problem which is of a great concern to the UFO aliens, because there is a purpose for being in this world, and that we have to evolve, we have to have experience, we have to socially mix with people, improve ourselves, our species, to become better people, more godlike. We were given free will. Even I explained in my book, I think it was A Love Story, that even Islam, the Muslims in the Quran, were given free will. But they don't have free will. They are a suppressed people. We need free will so that we can progress, evolve, so we can have experiences. But what's happening is that this one world government, we have all these power organizations trying to form a one world government. Well, the problem is if you have what I need to say here is that these UFO aliens, one thing they said was that they were going to come down and confuse our languages. Now, why? This is necessary because we need many languages, we need many cultures, religions, so that we don't have one person like Hitler or the devil or Iblis in Islam or Satan having total control of the world. Because, I mean, if we get someone like Hitler having total control of the world, we're doomed. You know,
exactly.
That, These are things that are important. Now, the thing is that these UFO alien humanoids, they will intervene when necessary. I explained, as it's known, the Great Flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, when that was destroyed. Also, at the end of the Second World War, it's known what happened was there was a time period when no one could fight. And what happened after that was that the Nazi Germans and the Allies agreed that they have to stop the war. They had to find a way to stop the war. This point is not known to most people. And so Second World War was stopped. But what we have now is that, according to Vladimir Putin, he said that World War III is an extension of World War II. Well, I have to agree with that. The thing is that the Pope and Italy, they backed Hitler. The thing was that I have explained in my books how the Hitler's administrators, how they actually got into power in Western countries. According to Vladimir Putin, they have power in Western countries. That's the Nazis. I have to agree to that. Because when I used to sing protest songs outside the family court in Melbourne, I was more or less lassoed into the Nazi club in Melbourne. And so I've had plenty of time to talk to them and find out just what's on with them. And they certainly take directions from the Pope. So we have a situation which is different from what we learn at university. It really goes beyond then. People have to put their thinking caps on and realise that history has been rewritten. And when you go to university in the higher levels, you learn history's been rewritten. So what I had to do was I had to analyse just what is happening in the world, and I've explained this. And I found there's really no contradiction, that it's really quite clear. Once you can, what I've done was I took all the disinformation out of, what is known in the world, so that it's quite obvious, so that it's necessary for the people in the world to become aware of what is happening, because we're really devolution. Once devolution sets in, humanity is like going backwards.
Well,
we
yes,
are losing our freedom and liberty.
You point that out, and you say that the UFO aliens are concerned about that, the devolution. You've had such a remarkable job, and time is going by way too quickly, which it always does when Daisy's on the guest. I want to let you know that what we're talking about is her new book, Report to UFO Alien It, Globalization and World War III. The book is available. I'll send you to Daisy's website, daisysnow9-11books.com. The book's available, Barnes & Noble, the other places, and her other books, 9/11 and the Holy War, 21st Century Style, Matriarch and World War III, a 9/11 Incursion, Euthanasia Rebutted, that was the last program we did with Daisy, No Right to Life in Australia, and A Love Story Vis-a-Vis, our book. It's coming soon. I think it's out now, and you can find that when you go to Daisy's website. So it's daisysnow9-11books.com. All of that is on our website. The book is an excellent series to buy, all of them. It's her perspective, sorting out all of this, extensively researched, and it's always a pleasure to have her on the program. Time is going by too quickly. Daisy, let's go back and sort of talk for a few minutes about the subtitle of the book, Globalization and World War III. How concerned are you that we will see a continuation of globalization, and how close are we to World War III?
Well, what I found is we're actually, World War III has already started. It's just that World War III isn't like World War I and World War II, where we had different armies, fighting each other.
Yes.
We have, one of the dangers we have, particularly today in all countries, is that a country can be conquered internally. And the problem we have in Australia and elsewhere, particularly with the Muslims, is that they use the military strategies of overpopulation. They use Article 15 of the International Human Rights to so they can claim refugee status and go to other countries in the world. What they're doing is they need peace to consolidate their numbers and to increase their numbers. And when they've got the numbers, they will attack like they did in Bangladesh. What they're doing, and there is a big problem in the world with all these Muslims, because in the 1970s, the United Nations told the world to reduce the population. We did that in Australia. People who wanted another child, could afford a child, another child, didn't have another child. Now, what the government in Australia is doing, it came in with Kevin Rudd in the Labor Party, they are bringing in these masses of hundreds of thousands of Muslims into the country, but they don't accept our culture is to reduce population. They come in here to use our all the benefits they get from having children. They overproduce. You know, like a woman will have six children, whereas an Australian woman might only have two. And the thing, it is the multiplication effect of overpopulation that we'll get a situation where they have the numbers to win the vote at election time, which means that we will lose our freedom and liberty. We will become a Muslim country under Sharia law. Same will happen in the United States because of this overpopulation. Now, the thing is that Australia is actually, the Allies are actually unaware of what they're doing. They give all this aid to, you know, these Muslims because yes, they're always starvation. There was a communist, Sunni communist, told me that they have children knowing they can't feed them. It's a military strategy that they're using. International human rights, Article 15 allows them to change nationality, to overproduce, go to all countries of the world. We've got freedom of religion. There's a big problem there because of the military surahs in the Quran. Religion should not be allowed to teach that they have, but should believe in murdering other people. But this is what's in the Quran, that they must not accept non-Muslims. The Jews in Gaza, the Jews and the Arabs, like the Muslims, were once brothers, you know, the same people. But what the Arabs and what the Muslims have against the Jews is that the Jews refuse to convert to Islam. Now, the thing is that the Jews have returned to their homeland. It was their homeland. But the Muslims will never accept the fact that they want to kill all the Jews. And the thing is that the Muslims go to all countries of the world, but they object to, like, the Jews coming back to their homeland. There's no such thing as a two-state solution which will resolve the problem in Gaza. So we have a situation where Donald Trump wants the people to move out. He says they're living in horrible conditions, and he wants them to leave that country and go to other countries, at least for some time, so that they can rebuild the Gaza Strip. Well, that is in accordance with their culture. You know, the Muslims go to all countries of the world. The fact is that unless there's never been a reformation in Islam to civilize that religion. And the problem is the United Nations that allows freedom of religion, whereby people are, like in the Quran, non-Muslims should be killed. That's exactly what that states in the Quran. Yes. There will never be peace in this world, whatever that's allowed.
Well, Daisy, unfortunately, boy, we're out of time. So many interesting points that you bring up. Again, well-researched. The books are all international bestsellers, and they're available at Daisy's website, daisysnow9-11books.com. The new book that we've been talking about, the focus of all the international attention right now, is on Report to UFO Alien It, ITT, Globalization and World War III. That's the new book. Her other books available with really remarkable research and lessons, 9/11 and the Holy Land, 21st Century Style, Matriarch and World War III and 9/11 Incursion, Euthanasia Rebutted, No Right to Life in Australia, and a love story vis-a-vis our book. And, of course, the new book, Report to UFO Alien It. Daisy, looking forward to our next conversation. So much great information that you bring us on the program. It is always a pleasure. It goes by way too quickly. Thank you joining us in the middle of the night from Australia once again for a program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good, thank you, yes.
It has been our pleasure. Report to UFO Alien It, the new book by Daisy Snow. Her website, daisysnow9-11books.com. Links for all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program in just a minute.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.